Well, you play in a Beatles tribute
I do,
type, don't you?
Fab.
Uh-huh.
We play probably about once a month at Third and Lindsley, usually, that beautiful early show from 7 to 9.
Right.
I've been with Fab for 3 years, I think. And a great bunch of guys, and it's so much fun playing those parts. Because you can listen to the Beatles songs a million times over, as we all have. But until you sit down and learn the stuff, you really can't see how good it really is on the micro level.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you play with another group around town, don't you?
Pat Buchanan's band. So it's Pat Buchanan and Tom Bukovac and Greg Morrow. And that's mostly Pat's music with some covers thrown in. And that's just a full-out four-piece rock band, so really enjoy that.
Oh, I'll bet it's
The two,
good.
yeah, the two bands are good because one is, the Beatles, which I love, and the other is just, full-out go for it kind of band.
You've been nominated several times for the Academy of Country Music's Bass Player of the Year, haven't you?
I have.
We got to get you to win that. What is it, five times?
No, four.
Four?
Four times. But the guys that win it, there's no denying how great they are. It's Glenn Wharf, Michael Rhodes, and these guys that when I moved here in '93, they were the top of the heap then, and they still are, and they deserve to be.
Right.
And so I would love to win it, but I understand every time that I don't.
Well, it's such an honor to get
Oh,
nominated.
totally great.
You know,
Yeah.
that's just huge.
It's really fun. Yeah, I feel like I've accomplished something
Right.
by moving here with that. It's validation.
A lot of people that read the magazine and read my columns and that I do on on the website are either new to Nashville or they've been here a while, but they're still trying to break into the studio world to play on records. Is there any advice you might have for someone on how to pull that off in the year 2009?
Well, the advice that comes to mind is the same that Glenn Wharf gave me when I moved here, which was that there's always room for another good player. There's no shortcut, and just keep your goal in mind and follow it. You can get distracted on the road, for instance, if you get too used to having that money in the mailbox every 2 weeks, which is nice, but at some point, you have to, if you believe in yourself and you really want it badly, you have to pretty much get off the road and, get around town, get your face seen around town, and, be consistent and be pleasant and have your gear and your act together, and you have a shot, as good a shot as anybody.
I know you endorse D'Addario, right? Strings, that's
I
your.
do.
Do you, what? Just for all the bass players out there that might be wondering, what size strings do you use? Do you have a certain thing, or you have different ones on different
Different
bases?
on different. D'Addario had actually my favorite strings. They've discontinued
Oh
them.
no!
Dang it! They still have great strings, but slow wounds are the ones I still have around the house that I love best. 45 to 105 for four string, with a taper core, 130 B string. And now I think they have Pro Steels, which I get and I use too, same gauges. And I have a few old precision basses with flat wounds, labella flat wounds.
Do you play acoustic basses too?
No.
Just electric
No,
bass.
I played a little acoustic in college, but was never good at it and made the conscious decision when I moved here to not do that. You just don't want to be, you don't want to be bad.
Oh,
But
I understand,
so
yeah.
I like electric better, and I just decided to make that be my thing.
Do you play other instruments as well?
I play guitar, better acoustic, not very good on electric.
I'm the same way. I play acoustic and finger pick, you know.
Yeah, that I can do. I took classical when I was a kid, so I feel pretty good about playing acoustic, but I don't do it professionally.
I know you have a website, allisonpresswood.com.
Yes.
Is there anything going on you'd like to promote that you got coming up? Anything that you're excited
Beyond,
about?
well, beyond those two bands, Fab and Pat Buchanan's band, usually at Third and Lindsley, those are just the things that I have going on that would be of any promotional interest. Beyond that, I just play my sessions.
Right, and get a lot of calls.
I get enough. I get
Yeah.
enough calls.
Well, we're meeting at the Union Hall, and you had to pick up checks before we could do the interview, so
That's
I'd
true.
say you're still quite in demand.
Well, I'll take it. I'll take whatever I can get. I'm happy to have it.
Allison, I'm so appreciate you doing this with me.
Well, thank you for asking.
And we'll get this out and let more folks that already know about you know about you.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.